Hello and welcome to Unpacking the Gift of Life with Valen Kiefer and Kristen Wathen, two transplant survivors and friends sharing stories of hope, health, and emotional well-being along the kidney disease and transplant journey. Living with kidney disease and transplant can be a lot to carry. Through inspiring and candid conversations, they'll unpack the challenges, triumphs, and newfound perspectives revealed while living with chronic illness. Your hosts, Valen and Kristen, both have polycystic kidney disease, PKD, and are kidney and liver transplant recipients. Valen has been a passionate patient advocate, consultant, and educator for 20 years. Kristen is a licensed counselor and associate professor at Palo Alto University. They are here to create an authentic space that depicts the peaks and valleys of enduring everyday life with health challenges. There is no guidebook to help us navigate our individual path. However, we hope after listening, you will feel seen, supported, and empowered. This podcast is sponsored by Otsuka Pharmaceutical Development and Commercialization, Inc., and is not intended to provide medical advice. The opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect those of Palo Alto University.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Unpacking the Gift of Life, where we celebrate, reflect, and explore the layers of our shared human experience of living with chronic illness. I'm Valen, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my dear friend and co-host, Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Valen. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, me too. This is amazing, our very first episode. So today, Kristen and I are looking forward to sharing a bit of our personal journeys and why we are passionate about hosting this podcast, where we will discuss emotional wellness surrounding kidney disease and transplantation. Chronic illness gives us a front row seat to the fragility of life. The human experience is full of joys, sorrow, love, and growth. Today, we begin the conversation with our serendipitous friendship story.
Oh my gosh, this is such a fun story and one of the highlights of having a chronic illness for me, which is funny to say. But Valen has meant a lot in my life. I did not know that I had polycystic kidney disease until I was in my 20s. And when I did find out, I was like very scared and concerned. And it was just, I felt really alone and isolated, and it was hard. And after a year or so, I remember finding a blog, and the person who wrote the blog was around my age and had experienced a lot of different things that are similar to me. And I just thought, oh my gosh, there's someone else out there and their life is still hopeful and fun, hard at times, but wow. And it was just like such an honor to, and just so relieving to have that happen. So as I was following her blog, I saw that she had some liver issues, and my PKD, polycystic kidney disease, has a really rare manifestation called Crohn's disease connected to it. And I thought, oh my gosh, she has liver issues too. What? And so I started following it closely, and I saw that she was getting a transplant and she was on the list and doing all of the things that I was at the time actually going through myself as far as being evaluated for transplants, different things like that. So even though I didn't want to be a stalker, I finally reached out and sent a message just saying, I'm thinking of you. This is my story and I've followed you for a while and I just really wish the best for you. And I was not expecting any type of response or anything like that because she's going through a liver transplant. But I felt like I had to say something because I was so thankful for all she'd given to me throughout the years.
It was shortly after liver transplant. I was still in St. Louis where I got my transplant. And I remember reading Kristen's message and being really touched by it. She had really said amazing sentiments and shared her personal journey, and also was very intrigued to learn that Crohn's disease impacted her liver, and because that was what I was going through as well. She shared her mental health background and her desire to do work in that area with chronic illness, which I was really passionate about as well. I responded, and we were sharing messages back and forth and formed a friendship. Prior to my liver transplant, I was having repeat sepsis episodes, and I was misdiagnosed with primary sclerosing cholangitis, and I was just determined to follow my gut that it was really polycystic kidney disease impacting my liver. And I went to a transplant center and had asked them, do you have any adult patients with polycystic kidney disease that are impacted by Crohn's disease in their liver? And the hepatologist said, yes, I do. And I remember slapping my leg and going, I knew it. I knew there had to be somebody else out there like me dealing with the same issue. And it wound up that after my liver was removed, pathology showed that it was because of polycystic kidney disease. I learned that it was Caroli's, which was the same issue as Kristen. And then to top it off, I learned that Kristen was the patient that my hepatologist was referring to because we shared the same hepatologist. That hope that she gave me was just incredible and so serendipitous for us to meet one another.
I could not believe it when Valen sent me the message asking me if this was my doctor and if I went to this specific transplant center. And then when we made that connection, it was just like, usually you don't want to be the patient that has the rare manifestation, but in this circumstance, it was really wonderful and it brought us even closer together. So we continued on our friendship and here we are today.
And I always think how amazing it is that we were providing one another hope before we even met or kind of knew that that was happening in our lives. And I think that's a driving force here with our podcast is really hoping to do the same to our community at large and those listening to be a source of hope. Kristen and I both have polycystic kidney disease, which we'll be talking a lot about through our podcasts of our personal experiences with PKD. And it's one of the most common life-threatening genetic diseases. And what happens is your kidneys can grow to the size of footballs because they become polluted with cysts. And over time, that deteriorates the function of the kidney, which can lead to someone needing dialysis or transplantation. And polycystic kidney disease can affect you all over in the sense that you can get aneurysms and have diverticulitis, and also it can impact your liver where you can get cysts on your liver, or have what happened to Kristen and I, which was Caroli syndrome, which is a unique manifestation from PKD that causes dilation in your bile ducts of your liver that can lead to infections and ultimately needing a liver transplant like Kristen and I had
Yeah.
received.
One thing that's interesting, I think that is important to add about polycystic kidney disease is that it impacts different people differently within even a family. And so for in my circumstance, I had 20 years of waiting for my kidneys to fail, and that really impacts the way the disease impacts you personally. And so I think that's an important aspect to it varies, and it can be a disease that you just kind of live alongside of for a long time, or it can really impact you right when you're getting diagnosed. So it's interesting.
I agree. And when I was diagnosed at 10, it was that I'd followed the same family history as my mom and not be affected to late 40s to early 50s. And then I needed a kidney transplant when I was 19. So I do think it's a unique disease in that aspect. And it's actually rare that we both had a kidney and liver transplant, had the same rare liver issues and all of that, because normally people's stories are quite different.
For sure.
And I'd love, Kristen, for you to share more about how polycystic kidney disease and transplant has impacted you personally, and also what aspects of your personal journey that you're looking forward to sharing in this podcast as a whole.
Interestingly, it didn't really impact me for the first half of my life. So I spent, my childhood feeling thinking that I was perfectly healthy and all the things that went along with that. I was in my early 20s in college when I had a really awful car accident, and the doctors let my parents know after the CAT scan or MRI, whatever I had, I don't remember, that I had cysts over my kidneys. Now, at this point, my mom had been diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease, so I had some understanding, but my parents hadn't been super straightforward with me, so I didn't know a lot about it. And my parents also thanked the doctors, but did not pursue a diagnosis because at the time it would have given me a pre-existing condition. And I was in college, I didn't have a stable set of insurance policies. But from that point, this kind of carefree, I think I'm healthy perspective really switched. And I was just really scared, anxious. Everything I looked at online was more anxiety provoking. So I just, it was hard. It was really hard. And then later on, I found out I also needed a liver transplant. Thank you. So once I did both of those early this year in April, I am reflecting continuously on the impact it's had on my life. It's been hard to give up some of the privileges that I had before transplant. It's also been really wonderful to live my life intentionally, knowing that I was going to have some health challenges. So I could make some decisions around what I wanted to make sure that I did before my health went downhill. I'm a parent, and so thinking about how it's impacted my life as a person looking for a partner, as a person trying to decide whether or not to have kids, as a person raising a kid, it's impacted every aspect of my life, from my career to being a parent to being just a human being with emotions. And I am a therapist, a mental health counselor, and licensed in several different states. And so having that mental health perspective has been really sometimes annoying because I know the things that I should be doing to help myself emotionally. And then, but also really wonderful that I can recognize when I might need to reach out for some help and support and be an advocate for the mental health and for the emotional responses that folks can have to having a chronic illness and to going through a transplant experience because it's definitely a journey. So those are some of the things that I think are the huge impacts that PKD and my recent transplant, I'm only like 8 months out, that have had on me. So what about you? I want to hear your story because it's really different from mine.
And thank you for sharing all of that. And I'm so grateful to be here with you and be your friend and learn from you. I was diagnosed with PKD when I was 10 years old. So it goes back as far as six generations in our family, and many in the community have lost many family members because of the disease. I was diagnosed at a pediatrician appointment with sky-high blood pressure of 160 over 140. Sent immediately to get an ultrasound, and both my kidneys were polluted with cysts. Even though I've been genetically tested and have the dominant form, I've had a really aggressive manifestation of PKD with a really challenging youth of being in and out of the hospital with cyst bleeds, wound up having bleeds that didn't stop when I was 18 years old, and I was in the hospital for about a year. They made the hard but necessary decision to remove both of my kidneys when I was 18. They were working 60%, but just wouldn't stop bleeding. And at that point, I was put on dialysis for about 8 months. I was too sick to be on the wait list, but needed a kidney to survive. So I needed a living donor to step forward. And I was really fortunate that a good friend of the family, Sally, was willing to donate her kidney to me. And 21 years later, I still have that same kidney, which is just extraordinary because back then my parents were living at the Ronald McDonald House and we had very little hope. We were living day by day, so we would have never fathomed I'd be alive at 40 and doing as well as I'm doing. PKD wound up coming back into my life in my mid-30s and impacted my liver. And I needed a liver transplant, and I'm now 5 years post-liver transplant. Chronic illness is a lot, but then navigating multiple chronic illnesses, which can sometimes happen with us, really makes life even more complex. And for me, even in addition to PKD and my transplants, I had my first seizure when I was 5 years old, and I've had several operations for my scoliosis and had a bowel resection surgery a year ago that has left me with some lingering issues to manage. So I think my unique perspective here would be kind of digging into the pediatric journey and representing pediatric patients, things that you manage being 20 some years out from a transplant. And I'm really passionate about providing the authentic perspective of the impact of chronic illness and ultimately provide hope that despite all that we go through, that we can still find ways to live a joyful and fulfilling life. I really hope that by doing this podcast, that we will create a safe place for everyone to feel not alone and also empowered.
Well, I just connect to so much of what you're saying, Valen. I'm excited about this podcast for a lot of reasons. Personally, I just had my transplant, so I have a perspective for folks that are either waiting for a transplant or are, closer to having the transplant or just have had a transplant. And so I have had all types of emotional responses from what is happening, why is this, to why do I have to go through this, to oh my gosh, I'm so thankful and grateful and what a gift. And so just the ups and downs. So I really am excited to talk about those because I think that from my perspective as a mental health professional, I know that you can feel guilty that they might not enjoy the experience of transplant all the time when it's also so connected to someone else's gift of life. I really want to open that conversation up so that people can feel comfortable feeling how they feel because feelings are not the truth. Feelings come and they go. And so that's one thing that I'm excited about sharing in my mental health perspective and normalizing a lot of the emotional experiences that come along with chronic illness and with having PKD and with having a transplant. There's just a ton of ups and downs. And the physical part, we get lots of attention from our doctors or transplant teams, depending on where we're going. The focus is always on what's happening for us physically. But the emotional experience is, in my opinion, not as looked at or as considered. And I think the emotional experience can impact the medical experience, the physical experience, and also the emotional experience, how we feel and our emotional wellness. And it really can shade our life. And it's so important to pay attention to those things. And so I really want to be able to bring in that the aspect of how we can be as emotionally well as possible, or accept that we're not in the place we want to be emotionally, and how do we get there, and to feel comfortable talking about just those thoughts and emotions that come along with, how do I decide if I want to have kids or not? How do I decide which transplant center to go to? How do I navigate how I feel when I get off the phone with an insurance issue, and all the things that come along with chronic illness? So it's nice to be able to talk about things that are hard, but that also are inspiring, with someone who gets it. And I hope that's what we can do.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree, Kristen. And thank you. I think back hearing you say all of that of my younger self, and to think if there was a podcast that I could have listened to, women in their 40s still navigating life as best as they can, and married and being able to do work that they love. I didn't have that visual representation of hope. And I think I'm always striving to be that for other people and to create resources that I wish I had. And so I always keep that at heart. And, you know, transplant is a one-day surgery. And I think it is underestimated the impact of a lifelong journey of living immunosuppressed. Mm-hmm. And I just really want to provide support around that, because it is complex. And I love the fact that you're newly transplanted, and I go longer term of 21 years. And I know 5 years is recent too, but you're like just months out with having it in April of 2023 here. You share things with me that I forget that I had. Like, you share emotions that are so long ago for me that fortunately we can forget some things in life. I've learned through our friendship that we react and navigate to challenges sometimes a little differently. And I think that really represents the fact that our journeys are all different. We respond to them differently, and that's okay. But how can we best navigate what we've been dealt here and move forward as best as possible? I do think that we can connect with a broad audience, and I just can't wait to dive deeper into all of those conversations with you. I've learned that even in the hardest of times, there can be silver linings, which sometimes you're like, yeah, I don't even want to hear that. And I don't even feel it, because I myself in the moment don't always feel or see good that can come from a diagnosis like we've received or a life of living with chronic illness. But I have noticed that when looking back on things, I can find silver linings. And it makes me think of a quote that really touched me recently, which it said, maybe the amount of extraordinary things that happen in your life depends on what you notice. And I think the impact that health has had on my life really opened up a profound perspective on life, of being able to find those glimmers of hope during the darkest of times, being able to still dig out some humor during a really hard day that keeps me focused on what I need to do and the next step in living the best quality of life that I can. So I would love if we would wrap up today's episode with us sharing a silver lining in our journey. And I'd love to hear from you, your perspective on silver linings and sharing something with listeners today.
Well, my first reaction when we talked about silver linings is, I get it. Yes, we really want to be able to see through that lens, but I don't always feel like a silver lining is there. I'm so grateful to have a new kidney and liver. It means so much to me in the future for my family to be the recipient of this gift. And then I also can find myself sometimes thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to have to deal with this medication issue, or I don't want to have to, have all these appointments, and it's so frustrating. I'm not used to living this way and being immunosuppressed, where I have to think about how many times I wash my hands every day. So it's a fine line between like the gratitude that we feel and also the burden that having a transplant has on your life. I don't want that to be misconstrued. I'm so thankful and grateful. And at the same time, I think it's important to acknowledge those emotions that are going to naturally come up. So I try to balance. I'm just naturally not quite as positive, unfortunately, as Valen is, but she helps me remember the positive sides. And I can definitely look back and appreciate things that have happened that I am grateful for. So I think a silver lining for me would be that I have made some fabulous relationships that are more authentic and more open, Valen being one of them. But also, honestly, as a parent, my hope is that I'm being strong for her, that she's seeing the things that I'm going through, and that I'm having a positive attitude in front of her, and that we're talking about what they are. So that's something that I think is definitely a positive, that I hope that I'm being a model of strength for my daughter. And then finally, just because I am an educator and a mental health counselor, I like that I can bring the perspective of a transplant patient, a chronic illness patient, in to the classroom and into my research and advocacy work within the counseling profession. That's something that there's not as much training for mental health professionals unless you're in a very specialized field. And in general, I think pretty much chronic illness touches everyone's life in some way or shape or form. So I love that I can add that into the classrooms that I impact and the two of the clients that I work with.
Thank you, Kristen. I'm very touched by your honesty always. I appreciate you sharing all of that. I'm very grounded in positivity and gratitude. My reframing has been really helpful of when I'm dealing with a challenge, if I can reframe it in the sense of finding something good in it, it really helps me be able to navigate it and get through it. And so I think that ability has been really a silver lining in order for me to continue to go through issue after issue that I've had to endure, the friendships and connections and opportunities that I've had because of my health issues has been a gift that I'm really thankful for. It led me to finding my passion of being a patient advocate. And that in turn is very therapeutic for me of being able to take my firsthand experiences in this journey and really channel it to something meaningful, something that can help other people and really give purpose to the pain and challenges that I've gone through, in turn has just been such a bright light in my life. And I feel really grateful for all of those things.
That's lovely. As you're talking, it made me think. I mean, maybe it's just the kind of academic nerd in me, but you talked about reframing, and that makes me think of two different theories that we use when we're in counseling. And one is CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and where you really try to reframe those situations in your life so that you're putting thoughts in your mind that are going to impact how you feel. And so if you're thinking about things from one perspective, it's going to impact you and how you feel in that way. But if you change that thought, then you can at times, with lots of practice, experience feelings of seeing the situation in a different way. So that really sticks out to me. And it's funny that you, I know we've talked about it before, you've done that like without the assistance of someone else to, pointing those things out. So that's a really interesting to me. And I think one thing that has stood out to me in my life throughout the different like kind of crossroads that I've come to is that I have a choice. I can do this or I can do that. And even though the choices are hard, I can choose to embrace that I have PKD and move forward and do my best to continue to live a life that make it has meaning for me. Or I can be really angry and sad and justified. And so I think it's important to think about how do we want to make meaning in our life, and what are the choices that we have that we can control, because we have so many choices that are made for us. I mean, I can choose obviously to either go on dialysis or have a transplant, but I mean the health situations is not going to change.
I love to hear your perspective. It's so important for our community to just have an honest space that they can go to in order to not feel isolated in this journey. because there are many of us going through something similar. And I think that commonality and connection is just really empowering.
That unconditional positive regard, knowing you're not going to be judged. And then also just knowing that someone else kind of gets it in a deeper way. I mean, people can understand, but getting it is because you've experienced something similar is really, I think, powerful. So hopefully people can, that are, if you're listening, you can recognize that we get it. If you found today's episode informative or inspiring, please subscribe and share this podcast with others who may benefit from these narratives. In the episodes to come, we're going to dive deeper into the various facets of life with chronic illness and transplant. Together, we can build a supportive community and increase awareness about the challenges and triumphs associated with these experiences. Life's journey is a gift, and it's not always one we're excited about receiving. But each episode is a reminder of the courage and strength within us all. Until our next episode, keep unpacking, discovering, and most importantly, embracing the extraordinary gift of life.
Until next time, we're sending wishes for health, hope, and healing. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
Bye.